Welcome back to the Region 5 tournament here. Haynes Glacier Bears in a big hole right now, trailing 52-23. Glacier Bears to our left here, Wrangell Wolves to the right. Pressure, just what we talked about. And the Wolves shooting a pretty good percentage from the field, too, is in that one quarter there. I mean, they kept putting up some nice shots and got them to go. Glacier Bears are struggling with it. All right, it's going to be Glacier Bear or Wrangell Wolves basketball to start this. Glacier Bears are going to be on defense. We're going to have a few substitutions checking into the ball game, I'm sure, here as we got this big lead. Armstrong gets the ball back into tee. Glacier Bears man-to-man defense now. They go back outside to Stokes. Blake Stokes, alley-oop breaking down. Oh, nice play that time as they came hard off. It was Gillen, but wasn't able to get it to go. Fowler ends up with it, and he turns it back over, but Cox ends up on the bounce, puts it up, and good. So Trevor Cox going hard to the hoop, and he's got 16 of the 25 points of the Glacier Bears. Pete goes left-hand side to Armstrong, back to Pete, back to Armstrong. They break across the lane. Gillen comes across, picks it up. Now they go back. They're just using one person off the left side and circling down through the center of the lane. Pete looks inside, goes right-hand side now. Gillen turns around. Good defense by the Glacier Bears there by Fowler. He wasn't going to give him that baseline. Goes back outside. This time he does. However, he comes back down. Trent Stokes breaking down the lane, but he's going to bring the ball back out again. So the Wolves just content with running a little time off the clock. Fourth quarter action, 7 minutes to go in the basketball game. Pete over on the side gets it back to Gillen. Reverses back to Armstrong. He goes right-hand side to Blake Stokes. Blake takes a couple dribbles. Good defense by Cox. Comes back out to brother Trent. They'll bring it back out and set the offense again. They've run about almost a minute off the clock here. Blake going down the center lane as Trent Stokes up and in. Nobody had him as he got a screen away from the ball, and he got the easy lay-in out of it. Extends the lead now. There's going to be a whistle on the play. It looks like Coach Fossen wanted to take a timeout, which probably was a good thing because it could have been a foul on one of the Glacier Bears there. But anyhow, we're just going to keep it here. This is going to be a full timeout, so we'll just keep it right here.
And give us one more opportunity to say the broadcast of Haynes Glacier Bear basketball is brought to you by the members of KHS and Haynes Real Estate. Captain's Choice Motel, Blue Tack Lumber, Old Roots Market Center and Alaska Sports Shop, The Parts Place, Hauser's IGA, Haynes Booster Club, Bigfoot Auto Services, Alaska Power and Telephone, the Haynes Borough, and Southeast Road Builders.
Well, all the starters for the Wrangell Wolves have scored, and 16 points by Gerald, and Blake Stokes has 17 points in the ball game. So when you have round scoring like that, when everybody that starts the basketball game is in there most of the time, it's tough to defend. I mean, you have to defend everyone because they can all score. On the other side, Trevor Cox has 16 points with the Glacier Bears. Swinton has 7 and only 2 by Sage. So it's pretty tough to match that up here. Well, 6 minutes, 36 seconds to go, probably in the season, end of the season here for the Haynes Glacier Bear boys. But don't forget, our girls play tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock and advance on in this tournament, going for that number 2 seed up at the state tournament. Green with the basketball on the far side of the court. Gets the ball back into Cox. Cox comes down immediately right away. Armstrong's going to foul him as Cox made the move along that right-hand side. The official walks over. It is going to be on Armstrong. He's a 5'11 junior, so he's going to be back next year for the Wrangell Wolves. Green gets the ball back into Cox. Cox takes a couple dribbles on the outside. A lot of pressure, almost double-teamed, really, but kind of gets free. Shooter jumper from about just inside the three-point arc, and he gets 18 points, only a two-pointer, however, as he has 18 points in the ballgame. Far right-hand side was Stokes. Goes brother Trent Stokes. He's double-teamed. Goes back to Blake Stokes. He misses the lay-in, however, coming off that left-hand side. Swinton comes away with the rebound for the Glacier Bears, and he's on the drive. Stops, shoots it up from about 8, a little short. Rebound down to Blake Stokes. He looks up the court, sees Armstrong. Armstrong gets a couple dribbles. He wants to go hard to the hoop, and there's going to be a foul. It looks like it's going to be on Green, as he was the only Glacier Bear around. Officials walking this way here. We'll wait to get this. It is going to be on Green. Be his third personal foul. Armstrong at the free throw line. Coming off the bench, the next opportunity will be Garrett Miller. This one's a bit short on the free throw. 5:58 to go here in the basketball game. Miller comes into the ball game. Who's coming out? Looks like Gillen will come out of the basketball game. So probably not going to see those boys again here for the rest of this game, as they're going to advance on to play the loser of tonight's game. Gets that one to go, however, as he picks up another one from the free throw line. That's his first point of the ball game. Quickly down the court come the Glacier Bears. And then now there's going to be a foul. Looks like Armstrong's going to get the foul on it. He's reaching in there. Cox was tied up over on that right-hand side. 16 fouls on the Glacier Bears, 14 fouls on the Wrangell Wolves. Goes back to Cox on the dribble out the side. Still has it. A little pressure being almost a double team out there. Cox stops, three-pointer on the way, and looks good and is. So Trevor Cox picks up another one from that three-point arc. Coming off the bench here as soon as possible will be Azuka. He'll check into the ball game. It comes inside. Swinton tries to make the steal, trying to keep control of it with his left hand, and just not able to do it, however, and it goes out of bounds. Osaka will be checking into the ball game for the Wrangell Wolves. And who's coming out? Looks like Keith's going to come out of the basketball game. Azuka with the basketball. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. Man-to-man pressure as they come down the left-hand side. Azuka goes left-hand side to Armstrong. He's hawked over there by Stegen. Armstrong goes up. Checked by Swinton, however, and back into the hands of Stegen on the dribble. Wrangell Wolves put a lot of pressure on, but they finally get the ball across. Cox, jumper from the three-point arc. Doesn't go. Rebound down to Blake Stokes, and he's on the dribble quickly up the court. 5 minutes to go in the basketball. Down to Trent Stokes. He puts it up. It's going to be called for the offensive charge. That'll be his fourth personal foul. Green with the basketball for the Glacier Bears. No pressure now by the Wrangell Wolves. They've dropped back. They'll pick them up at the half-court line. Trevor Cox goes right-hand side. Stops. Puts up the shot. It's going to be partially checked and goes out of bounds off of one of the Wolves. Don't know which one. Doesn't really make any difference. Glacier Bears are going to get the basketball. Green, 55-30. 25-point lead by the Wolves. Swinton, long three. Doesn't go. Rebound down to Blake Stokes. He'll bring it up across. Stegen puts a little pressure on. They go right-hand side to Armstrong. Goes back, and now there's going to be a foul on Stegen. He kind of got tied up there, fell to the floor, and then ended up over top of Armstrong's leg. So Jacob Stegen is going to pick up his first personal foul. And back at the line again will be Sam Armstrong. 32, Roshong will be checking into the ballgame. So lots of subs in the ballgame now for the Wrangell Wolves. Free throw on its way. It's good. So he picks up his second point. That one coming from the free throw line. So he has 2 points from the line tonight. Or this afternoon, I guess it is. He'll get a second. This one's on its way. Doesn't go, however. Rebound down to Green. And Green quickly gets the ball up to Stegen, who almost loses it but gains control. Now Stegen gets it back. They go to Cox. Cox goes right-hand side to Swinton. He wants the baseline. Not there. Goes to Green. Green will put up the shot. He's going to draw the foul. Sage is coming off the bench for the Glacier Bears. The next chance. Two shots. Looks like it's going to be.
Green just got hit in the nose again. He's bleeding again. So they're going to have somebody else shoot free throws for him.
They'll have to have somebody else come in here. Let's see who's going to shoot the free throw. Well, we got Palmieri also coming into the ball game. Well, Palmieri comes into the game. Groshong picks up that personal foul. Two shots. Palmieri coming off the bench to shoot the free throws for Green, who, again, has a bloody nose. This one is up on its way, and he's got it. So Palmieri gets into the scorebook as he picks up one from the free throw line. He'll get a second chance here. This one's up on its way, and this one's also good. So he picks up another one from the free throw line. Glacier Bears, full court pressure. Stokes, Blake Stokes comes all the way down. He's going to lose the basketball. Palmieri ends up with it. The ball's on the floor. Still finally controlled by the Wrangell Wolves. Back out to Blake Stokes. 4:15 to go in the basketball game. Blake Stokes, jumper from about 8, and he puts it up off the glass and in. Blake Stokes, 19 points in the ball game for Blake Stokes. Cox with the dribble on the side. Comes out, kicks it around, goes to Swinton, who wants that baseline. Now he's going to be fouled on the way in, as Groshong just didn't get there. If you don't want him to go down the baseline, you got to get in front of him with both feet. Officials just not going to let you come out and bump the side. So Swinton back at the free throw line. Cunningham will check into the ball game. Palmieri is going to come out of the ball game for the Glacier Bears. Now, the kids do a good job sometimes of getting over there, but sometimes you wonder, why didn't they get there? I mean, it's like it all happens so slow, but I'm sure it's happening fast for them. But the idea is use that out-of-bounds line as another player.
And sometimes you think you're there, but you're not actually there. And just come more games you play, the more court awareness you have, the more realization you know when you're there or how quick you need to get there. And, you know, Groshong is a younger player. He's just a sophomore, so he's got plenty of time to learn and get better at bat for the Wolves. You know, Swinton does do a good job when he gets along that baseline trying to find any crack to get to the hoop. He's good, whether it's in the center of the key or the baseline. And when you're playing against somebody like that, it's tough to get them off on the baseline.
Well, yeah, that's right. The one thing that I'd like to see Dylan work on a little bit more is not dropping his shoulder down when he does go to the hoop in this instance, because, you know, if you get somebody that's a good defensive player, they're going to get in front and they're going to draw that foul on him. So that's something you can work on. He's only a sophomore. I mean, basically,
when you look at what Coach Boschman is telling him after a lot of those, he'll tell him he wants him to stop and take a jump stop and go up a little jump shot instead of trying to get all the way to the rim. I think Dylan, with his low, big shoulder that he always tries to throw in there, comes from playing against his bigger brothers, and he was trying to push them out of the way.
Yeah, I think so, anyway. All right, we got Swinton back at the line, 7 points in the ball game, 2 for 5. Make another one from the free throw line as he picks up his 8th point. And he's going to get another one on it. 17 fouls on both teams here now. So basically what we've got here is Swinton at the line again. This one is up on its way and is also good. So he picks up another one from the free throw line, and that's his 9th point of the afternoon. Blake Stokes with the dribble. He'll get it across the half-court line, penetrates to the free throw line. Nothing going, however, as he tries to go inside with the pass. Bounced around, however, Cunningham comes away with it. Ends up in the hands of Swinton. Stop. Gives up the ball now. Back to Cox. Cox wants that thing. Goes around the corner. Ends up in the hands of Sage over there. Sage wants the baseline. Nowhere to go. Comes back to Swinton. Long three on the way, and it's good. So Swinton picks up his 12th point with that three-pointer. 58-37, 3:25 to go in the basketball game. Back out to Blake Stokes. He gets it across the half-court line, comes off the screen, doesn't go. He'll reverse the ball back to Armstrong, all the way around to Garrett Miller. He has a lot of pressure by Fowler, but now they get the ball back out to Armstrong. Sage comes out to put some pressure on Black to Blake Stokes. Blake is left-handed, so he wants to go hard to that left all the time, but he can handle the ball right-handed also. Reverse the ball back around. The Wolves are moving the ball nicely as Armstrong has it. Now they go back to Blake Stokes again on the dribble. Blake goes to the lane, doesn't get anything. They try to go inside. Swinton swipes it away, however, and he's on the dribble. A little bit short on the lay-in and missed it, however. The rebound comes back down into the hands of Garrett Miller. He gets the ball back in, and they'll bring it back out and set it. Armstrong, Glacier Bears in that man-to-man defense, putting a lot of pressure on, just not able to get any steals out of it. Goes off of Swinton and out of bounds on the far side. Looks like Durr's going to check into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. Zane Durr and Sage is coming out. Pete's coming into the ball game, and looks like Blake Stokes is coming out. The 2:30 mark of the fourth quarter. Also coming off the bench will be Privet. Privet will come off the bench for the Wrangell Wolves. Ball comes back inside to Teet. Teet's on the dribble, tries to go down the lane, loses the control, ends up with the ball somehow in his hand, and he puts it up and in and picks up 2 points there. I don't know how it happened, but it just ended up when he got to the hoop, and he was able to lay it up and in. Cox with the basketball, 60-37 is the score, 2:15 to go in the basketball game. Swinton, a long three on the way, but the rebound comes back down to number 44, that's Armstrong, Chester Armstrong, who checked in. They get the ball back inside to Privet. It's almost knocked out of his hands, but Pete is able to get the hold of the basketball for the Wolves. They come back out to the side, nothing going as Groshong reverses the ball back around to Tyson. He can't find anything with it. Alley-oops inside, shot up and in by Privet as he gets his first 2 points. 1:45 to go in the basketball game. Cox with the dribble on the left-hand side. Stops. Wants to jump for him just at the free throw line. A little bit short, however, and comes back down to the Wrangell Wolves. as Groshong was able to corral that one. Goes back to Teach. Stolen out of his hands by Cox. He misses a left-handed lay-in, and then when the ball came down, he was standing out of bounds. He just handed it to the referee and said, well, I know I'm out of bounds. It's going to go to the Wrangell Wolves. Glacier Bears, little full-court pressure, gets the ball back inside to Privet. He's on the dribble, gets it across, and they'll bring it across and set it. As I mentioned, man-to-man defense, Glacier Bears all over the place here, but a bit too late. They go down low by Armstrong. He puts it up, wasn't able to get it, gets his own board back, and now they come back inside, and now it's going to be a travel on the Wrangell Wolves. I think Groshong just moved his foot, turned around, handed the ball back to the official when he heard the whistle. Back to Cox. 1 minute to go in the basketball game. Goes left-hand side over to Swenton. He looks up at the hoop, doesn't do anything with it. Gets the screen from Cox. Back out to Fowler, all the way over to Durr. He looks inside, can't find anybody. Alley-oops at the top to Swenton. Swenton takes a couple left-handed dribbles, jumper about thin, a little bit too hard off the back, and it goes off of the Wrangell Wolves and out of bounds. So Glacier Bears are going to get it back under their basket. And we got Palmieri and Stegen coming off the bench. Looks like Cox is coming out of the ball game, and Dylan Swenton is coming out of the ball game for the Haynes Glacier Bears. Trevor Cox, he's going to finish the game with a high 21 points. Cunningham gets the ball back into Stegen. Stops, nothing going. He goes back inside to Palmieri. Can't handle it, however. Alley-oop pass goes to Teat. He's got it under control, but Stegen gets a hand on it. Ball is going to go to the Wrangell Wolves right in front of the Glacier Bear bench. 62-37, 39.4 seconds to go in this one. Wrangell Wolves are going to advance in the tournament. Alley-oop goes back inside, and quickly up on the dribble is Groshong over to Teat. Teat tries to go inside. There's a whistle on the play as he tried to cut in between two Glacier Bears. Foul is going to be on number 21, Jacob Stegen. That'll be his second personal foul. Teat at the free throw line. 2 points in the ball game. Got those just a moment ago. He'll get a chance here from the free throw line. 18 fouls on the Glacier Bears. He gets the first one, so he picks up one on the one-and-one opportunity. 63-37. Teat back at the line again for his second. This one is also good, so he picks up one from there. Like Sage is coming off the bench for the Glacier Bears, and Fowler is going to come out of the ball game. Cunningham goes to Stegen. Stegen looks up the clock, realizes only 30 seconds now. He hustles across the half-court line. Back to Sage. Sage wants to go down the lane, but nothing going. However, it's tipped around. Teat comes away with it. Durr hustles over, and it's going to go out of bounds off of him, and it'll be Wrangell basketball right in front of their bench. 18 seconds to go in the basketball game. Isuki, he brings the ball back inside. Goes right-hand side down to Armstrong, and then he goes hard to the hoop and draws the foul. Everybody wants to try to score here when they get the chance, so they're going to the hoop. Number 14, Zane Durr. So Zane at least gets in the book anyway. Not the way he wanted to, however. Armstrong at the free throw line. A little bit too strong off the back of the iron. Gets the second here. Bounces it a couple of times, looks up at the hoop. This one's up on its way. This one's off the glass and in, so he picks up a point from the free throw line. Quickly down the court is Stegen. Kicks the ball back. Wants to go inside, knocked away, however, but Cunningham comes up with it. Now he's almost tied up. Back to Stegen. 5 seconds to go in the basketball game. Goes back to the side. Cunningham with the basketball back to Stegen, over to Sage. Shot's on its way. So we're going to finish this ball game with the Haynes Glacier Bears only able to come up with 37 points, while the Wrangell Wolves finished with 65 points. Wrangell just coming out with a lot of pressure right off the bat, taking the Glacier Bears right out of the basketball game. Let's run around the scoring real quick here for the Wrangell Wolves. Bryce Gerald, 16 points in the ball game, 1-for-1 from the free throw line. Tyler Gillen finished with 8 points, didn't get to the line. Blake Stokes, 19 points in the ball game, leading scorer for the Wrangell Wolves, as he was 2-for-4 from the line. Trent Stokes picked up 9, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Teat picked up 4 points, one basket, and then 2 from the free throw line. Miller picked up 4 points on there. Armstrong picked up a couple of points, those coming from the free throw line. And Chester Armstrong Also got 1 point there for 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Now for the Haynes Glacier Bears. Matthew Green did not score in the basketball game. Trevor Cox, high scorer for the Glacier Bears, as he had 21 points in the ball game as he was 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Jacob Stegan also did not score in the ball game. Dylan Swin finished with 12 points as he was 4 for 7 from the line. Hudson Sage finished with 2 points in the ball game. Dylan Palmieri, coming off the bench for the Glacier Bears, had 2 points in the ball game. Those two coming from the free throw line. Patrick Cunningham getting into the ball game. Zane Durr getting into the ball game. Marty Fowler also getting into the ball game for the Haynes Glacier Bears.
And not the end of the season that the Glacier Bears were looking for. They just came up against a deeper, stronger team. They definitely have things to build on. They only lose Green and Cox here as seniors. Both those guys did a great job battling all year. And we could definitely see progress with the Glacier Bears. You know, each game as we went along, there's different things that they started doing better. So hopefully they'll put some time in this summer, and some of those younger guys that are watching in the junior high put some time in and hope for a better year next year, because that's what we're planning for now for the boys' side. But like you said, girls, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, everybody wake up early and tune into KHNS and see if our girls can keep advancing with a chance to go up and play in state.